Keep quiet unless you want them to hear. Understand? It probably wouldn't look so good for you if they found you like this. Spreading your legs. Lifting your skirt for some strange woman. A few compliments and you were giggling. Batting those pretty eyes at me. You wanted the strong, green woman. The one who looks like she can easily lift one of you in each of her arms. You wanted her so badly that all common sense went out the window. Your mouth dried up. Your cock got achingly hard. And you determined you were going to get fucked by the orc woman, didn't you? Such a slut for it. I probably didn't even have to work half as hard as I did to charm your pants off. All it would have taken is a simple hello. Your skirt would be on the ground along with the rest of your clothing. I guess I should be thankful I was able to get you outside before anything more happened, shouldn't I? There's no point in pretending this isn't what you wanted. The evidence of how badly you wanted me is in my hand as I stroke it. Such a pretty cock, befitting someone cute like you. Just look at how small it looks in my hand. I can completely cover it with just one of my large hands. So small and delicate, just like you, baby girl. Pressed against this wall, trying not to make a sound. You don't want everyone inside to know just how easy you are, do you? You don't want them to come out here, see you spreading your legs just like a copper coin slut would. I wouldn't say being discreet is something you excel at, slut. Sure, your moans are lovely. You look gorgeous with my hand wrapped around your pretty cock, but it's as if you've never had to keep your pleasure to yourself. No one has taught you how to be sneaky, and now it's going to get you into trouble. Anyone could open the tavern door and see you giving it up to an orc, baby girl. What would they say about you? What would they think? I can tell you a few things. Oh, come on, that's not fun. See, I think everyone would lose what little respect they had for you. They would treat you like the whore you are. Normally, people who have dignity, they don't sleep with something monstrous like myself. Fangs sticking out of my lower lip, 7 feet tall, covered in tattoos and piercings and muscles, completely and totally dwarfing you, baby girl. You're so dainty and pretty and small compared to me. My hand's making you feel good, isn't it? The way it's stroking your cock as you look into my eyes. Look at you, that's it. Such a pretty girl. Maintain eye contact while I stroke you. I want to watch your face as you gradually lose all that composure. So put together. I want to watch. I want to see all of that control fall apart. And I want you to give in to what you desire. You like being pressed against this wall. Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. You're forced to enjoy the pleasure you're being subjected to. It's nice to give up control to someone who knows how to wield it. It's okay, baby girl. It's alright. You can blame me if you need. I just know what you need. It's why I'm stroking you so sweetly, keeping you against the wall. Keep all your focus on me, the feeling of my calloused hand on your cock, my hot breath in your ear. I'm the only thing that matters, right? What a good girl, so pretty for me. That's it. That's right. Keep quiet for me. Let me take care of you. Just melt into my touch. Focus on my voice, on the growing pleasure you feel. With every touch of my hand, get closer to that orgasm you want. It's okay, slut. You're taking it so well. Keep it up. Impress me. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Doing such a good job, fucking into my hand like that. Keep your eyes on me. Good. What a good girl. Isn't it better when someone else is in charge? Of course it is. Delicate just like a flower. So small when compared to my 7-foot frame. You have to let me take care of you in a position like this, don't you? You're too little to do anything for yourself. It's why I have to do this for you. It's why I have to make you feel good, baby girl. That's right. Buck into my hand as I keep stroking your cock so sweetly. Doesn't it feel wonderful? Yeah, that a girl. Taking it so well. Allowing me to edge you closer to your orgasm. Yeah, oh, it feels so good. To edge closer to that orgasm you've been promised. That you've been needing. What a good girl you're being. Taking everything I give you. I knew you could. You want to be obedient so you can come, don't you? Of course you do. Such a well-behaved whore for me. Keeping your voice down, yeah. You decided you didn't want the entire tavern to run a train on you, huh? I'm sure the barkeep would have loved to. He probably would have given free drinks to anyone who is able to make a slut like you come. It would be motivation for some of the folks in there. Just not the ones like me. The ones that like to make their sluts scream and cry. Your orgasms are not for public viewing. No. They're for private eyes only, right? Viewing sessions like right now are private. Like how my hand is touching your cock, bringing you so close to orgasming. If you were to come right now, it would be for my eyes only, wouldn't it? That's my girl. You've been so good for me, despite the fear of being found out. That anxiety is only making it that much easier for you to come, isn't it? I know your type, baby girl. You're just an innocent little whore. You can't control your slutty behavior, and that's why you depend on people like me. So much bigger than you. So much stronger than you. So much more in control than you. If you had the ability to keep your legs closed for even a second when a muscular woman walked by, then you wouldn't be pressed against a brick wall. Your skirt wouldn't be hiked up around your hips. You wouldn't be on the verge of coming. Such a pathetic little slut. So pretty when you get needy like this. You want to come. You need to come. Go on. Be a good girl. Come for me. You've earned this. You've been such a pretty thing. You've been so good for me all evening. Such a good and pretty girl for me. I want you to come. Let it all go in orgasm for me. Just like that. Such a good girl. Oh, what a wonderful job. That's it. That feels so good, doesn't it? Yeah, I bet it does. So good for me. Such a good girl. Now, not to ruin your post-orgasm glow, but what are we going to do about my hands? I can't exactly go inside with it looking like this now, can I?